Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
How your team get through this series? What sticks out to you?
The defense. I thought the defense was the MVP. The series, Dansby was incredible. Matt Schaub made a tough play in the ninth inning, and Nico was catching the eighth. Really, like, that was a massive play. So I thought the defense was the MVP. The bullpen was amazing throughout. We knew that runs would be at a premium the whole series, and we held them down, and that was the key.
Did I detect Jed Hoyer getting a little emotional there when he gave that answer? This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And then I realized that was the first playoff series he had won as president of baseball operations.
It's different when it's your show and it happens.
So you know what, Jed? If you want to talk to us, we would like to talk to you. I'm throwing that out there. And in the meantime, we want to talk to everybody calling in. 312-644-6767. We got a full bank of phones. Who should we go to first, guys? You tell me.
Greg.
Let's go to Greg in Ravenswood. Greg, you're on The Score.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I really appreciate it. I just wanted to talk about, the team's MVPs, like, in the division series. Like, the bullpen, they went 14 2/3. Gave up two runs, maybe what, like eight base runners, like in a three-game series where the bats like weren't really lighting it up. Like, man, like you cannot ask for any more out of the bullpen. But if I had to give like one individual player the MVP, it's got to be Dansby. Like, I mean, the Padres had what, five runs all series. It seems like Dansby saved more than that by himself in the field. Like, and I got to say, I'm very jealous of Mallory Swanson because I just want to give Dansby just a big old kiss after that performance.
That's like, your dude.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Greg. That was a fun call and informative.
Does he think he wants to make out with him? Or like,
I think there's
a
lot
kiss?
Of people who want to hug Dansby. I always make the joke, like, what do you do if you rush the field? You know how in college you rush the field if there's an upset? Like, what do you do once you get there? And then I saw, like, somebody hug the head coach. And I'm like, I guess that's what you do. You go out there and you hug the head coach. In this case, you give Dansby a hug. Let's continue rolling on the phones. Let's go to Tony in Park Ridge. Tony, you're on with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Yeah, how you doing? I've been a long-time Cubs fan, but let's be real. It's the Brewers all the way. I think we all got suckered with this guy, with Counsell. I was for him initially, but he's overmatched. If Murphy's going to put it to him, she'll put it to him. I can't believe he pulled the moves he did. We were so lucky to have won that game.
Tony, what if I told you the Cubs were 7-6 against the mighty Brewers this year? What would you say to that?
I know. But Murphy's had a whole week to prepare. They got their starters all lined up, and this is a whole new set of ball games now. And look what the Cubs have done. They're a 500 team. They're no better. And well, I guess they showed it with the Brewers, 7-6, barely above 500. It looks like it could go either way, but based on what's going on lately, and Murphy having the advantage of being able to again set his rotation, get his he's got a week to prepare. Council, he's overmatched. Boy, do we get snookered on that guy?
Brother, this guy stinks.
I don't think we got schnookered, Tony. They did go 92-70. Now, granted, they have been around 500 since about June. That I understand. But as far as Mike Schilt, maybe he had the number in one game, but it was advantage Cubs in 2 out of 3. In fact, I would argue based on the talent on the Padres alone, Schilt might have managed them into a loss in the series.
Especially the top end of the talent. And, you know, we were talking about it a little bit in the pre-show. Backstage, as Mr. Grody likes to call it.
Thank you.
If you have the Padres and Cubs roster, you take the best players off both those rosters combined, it's a whole lot of Padres at the top. I don't think it's the same deal when you talk about the Brewers and the Cubs, and it's a longer series.
Well, the fact that he went with Darvish over King, for example, did you know you were going to pull a Yu Darvish after 1+ and 4 batters? You know, that's the other question here. So, it's not a battle of wits. You know, this isn't academic decathlon between the two managers. Will we be watching every move? Yes, we will be. But I don't necessarily know that it was outright in that manner. And let's keep in mind, the Cubs' record in the regular season was 92-70.
Well, I do get it, though.
92.
Like Layla, you got to think about this. Like, what is Craig Counsell being paid to be the manager of the Cubs? Is it $11 million? Or second or third highest paid
eight.
Manager?
He was the most when he got the contract. Now he's the second because Dave Roberts got paid more.
Okay, maybe
it's $8 million
Johnson.
A year for Craig and $13 for Ben, right?
And with that, it can't just be a crapshoot with the manager. Like, you can't just say, well, we're going to be watching it and breaking it down. Yes, if you do what you did to get Craig Counsell, you fired David Ross, very popular here, you know, okay manager, all that. You upgraded, you paid him all the money. So I don't know that that was time or place for that call specifically, because as you said correctly, he did manage well in 2 out of 3 games. But hey, man, the Cubs told you when they hired Craig Counsell that they will win games because of him. They went out of their way to bring in Craig Counsell because he's one of the best managers in baseball, not because you just hire anybody to be your manager.
Let's continue on the phones. Let's go to Cody in Bloomington. Cody, you're on Raheem Harrison Grody.
Hey, guys. Thank you for taking my call. I just wanted to say that I thought Dansby Swanson really played absolutely amazing last night. I think he's the reason we ended up pulling that game off. And I know that we've been a little stale lately, but I couldn't disagree anymore with the last caller you guys took. I think that we have a real chance to beat Milwaukee, and I think that we have more time to prepare. That will help us in the end. So thank you guys again.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cody. Good call.
Cubs are not outmatched. Like, you have to go a long way to really break this down and say where the Cubs are behind the Brewers right now. I am not saying who I am picking yet. I might be picking the Brewers to win this series. But you do got to go a long way to be like, oh, yeah, there's a decided advantage. Maybe the number one pitcher. Maybe Freddie Peralta.
Hey, give away the 125 segment.
It's okay,
You're
Layla.
Doing the whole segment
it's,
right
it's
now.
It's okay. It's okay. Things can be repeated in radio.
Okay, Layla. I'm just messing with you.
Well, you screwed up my whole line of thinking, so that's it.
Did I?
Yeah, that's it. Now I don't want to talk.
It was a short line. Don't worry about it.
Dare you, sir.
Let's go to David in Highland Park. David, you're on the score.
Break it up, David.
All right, can you hear me?
Yeah, I think so.
My question is, what do you think was up with Brad Keller last night? As I remember, he gave up a home run, a walk that was actually a strikeout, two-hit batters, you know, that's not what we're accustomed to seeing from him. So, you know, what do you think was up with him? It was pretty scary.
He was extended. That was what was up with him, pitching the 2 innings. I think that's what it was. Now, we can go in depth more if we want, and Layla and I did talk about this backstage. When you get hit back-to-back guys like that where the ball is on the ground and bounces up and hits a guy, you wonder in the moment, did he just run out of gas for that game, or is there something wrong with Brad Keller? The answer to which I don't know.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think we're not going to know until we see him in another game. But there were some real control issues. It looked like he was losing control of a specific pitch that he wanted, but I can't even tell you what it was because it wasn't landing anywhere near the batter. Or it was hitting the batter. There were two hit batsmen in a row.
It was that bad. Yeah, it was concerning bad.
Well, I think the biggest thing is you have to go back to the beginning of the season, literally his first appearance. That's the only time Brad Keller threw more pitches than he threw in that game last night.
That's
and that's the
point.
Only time he went two innings in a game. He's gone like an inning and a third in several contests, but to go the two full innings and to expect him to go two full innings, I thought that's where Craig Counsell was really toeing the line.
There's a lot of that going on right now, extending guys out of their usual heck, Kittredge coming in yesterday after pitching the day prior, coming in a dirty inning like that. Like, things are weird, and guys are extended to the max in the playoffs.
Agreed, Mark. We are going to take a break. Thank you for your calls. It's time for five questions that we've got for you and us. Five on It is next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on The Score. Five
on It. Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.